Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel mock U.S. Army 250th birthday parade as big, stupid, and boring. By Jerome Hudson on June 17, 2025. President Donald Trump showered praise on America's soldiers for their sacrifices on Saturday during the 250th anniversary parade. Celebrating the U.S. Army while the left-wing late-night hosts Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel mocked and ridiculed the event. After all the hype and money, somewhere around $50 million, it was boring, Kimmel said Monday on Live. It was basically a $50 million version of when a five-year-old shows you every car in his Hot Wheels collection. There were flyovers, there were comb-overs, the whole thing, said Kimmel, who spent his weekend attending an anti-Trump No Kings march in Los Angeles. Elsewhere, on The Late Show, CBS funny man Stephen Colbert said this weekend was Father's Day. And Daddy got just what he wanted, no one came to Trump's big, stupid birthday parade. No one came though, of course, the White House claims that 250,000 people attended. So now apparently a quarter of a million people looks like this, Colbert said, showing sparse crowd footage. They must be really good at hide-and-seek. MAGA stands for Make America Grass Again. It was so sparsely attended that these poor troops were forced to march past empty bleachers. You guys, I don't think our parents came to our show. It's not fair to the soldiers. They've got to be there. Wasn't just the low turnout. It also lacked a certain showmanship, which is surprising. Because we heard it had tanks and stuff, but in reality, this is what you got, Colbert continued. Kimmel and Colbert, much like their establishment media counterparts, erroneously made Saturday's Army anniversary parade about Trump's birthday while the president never connected the two. Indeed, President Trump honored the military branch, founded before the country's founding, and thanked the men and women who've served. Tonight, we affirm with unwavering certainty that in the years ahead and in every generation hence, whenever duty calls and whatever danger comes, the American soldier will be there, Trump said. No matter the risk, no matter the obstacles, our warriors will charge into battle. They will plunge into the crucible of fire, and they will seize the crown of victory. Because the United States of America will always have the grace of Almighty God and the iron will of the United States Army, he added. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.